So were these, there were these two pirates. And unfortunately, one of their crew had passed away. And they had a wonderful idea. They said, let's give him a burial at sea. So they got a boat, a little rowing boat, and they put his body in it. And they rowed out into the sea, 50 yards. Then one of them got out. He'd only came up to his knees. And he said, this is no good. We need to get some deeper water, me lad. So got back in the boat. They rowed another 50 yards out. And the same pirate got out. And this time, he came up to his neck. And he said, we're nearly there, me lad. We need to go a bit deeper. So they rowed another 50 yards out. And the same pirate hopped over the side, and this time the water was over his head. With a bit of gluggling and blubbling, and he pulled himself up to the surface and hung on the side of the rowing boat and said, "Aye, this is deep enough. Pass me the shovel." That's nothing to do with faith. I just came across it the other day. I thought it was a good one. A few weeks ago, I got an email from Stephen saying, let's have a Faith February at Hindley Road. Would you be willing to preach on a topic about faith? And I said, yeah, that's fine. So he sent me another one back, and he'd already got three planned out. Guess whose wasn't planned? So I sent him a message back saying, well, what about this? And what about that? And, of course, you could always do something about without faith. And he got back to me saying, I'd love to hear a sermon about that. And I thought, this sounds like a challenge to me. So I have grasped the challenge with both hands. And I want to talk this morning about without faith. Everybody else is telling you about what faith's good for. I'm going to tell you something about without faith this morning. We're going to look at Hebrews 11, very famous passage. There we go. Hebrews 11, starting at verse 1. Now, faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. This is what the ancients were commended for. By faith, we understand that the universe was formed by God's command, and so that what is seen was not made out of what was visible. Do you get that bit? There was nothing there. He spoke and he created something out of nothing. By faith, Abel brought God a better offering than Cain did. By faith, he was commended as righteous when God spoke well of his offerings. And by faith, Abel still speaks, even though he's dead. You remember, it was the cause of Cain taking Abel's life. Out of jealousy. But he still speaks to us because he's commended for what he gave. And of course, poor old Cain was cursed. Verse 5. By faith, Enoch was taken from this life so that he did not experience death. He could not be found because God had taken him away. For before he was taken, he was commended as one who pleased God. One of the few people who was assumed into heaven. Didn't have to go through the process of death. Verse 6. And without faith, it is impossible to please God. Because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. Thank you and good night. You know me better than that. I wonder, how are you on the old faithometer this morning? I can imagine Terry Wogan, couldn't you? Let's look at the old faithometer. How's your faith today? Well, Jesus said, you know, you don't have to have much faith. It only has to be the size of a mustard seed. If you've got faith the size of a mustard seed, you can move a mountain. That takes some doing, doesn't it? I thought, well, let's stay with this analogy. What could we do if we had faith the size of a pea? It's much bigger than a mustard seed. We'd be able to do fantastic things, hadn't we? Or what about if it was about the size of a broad bean? Because that's bigger still. And finally, I thought, what about if we have faith the size of a cabbage? I mean, that's, by comparison to a mustard seed, it's humongous. Some people, you know, actually compare their faith with other people. Oh, I haven't got as much faith as him. Yeah, but have you got faith? See, the thing is, just a little joke, really. We shouldn't measure or try to measure our faith. What we should be trying to measure is how big is our God. Because he does it, not us. It's not how much faith you pour into yourself, which you can't do. It's how much you rely on God to do it for you. I learned something in the week which I thought was a bit unusual. You know what that is? A glowworm. Did you know a glowworm isn't a worm? It's a beetle. I thought, well, that's strange. Why call it a glowworm if it's a beetle? Why not a glow beetle? The male and the female are different. The male has wings. So the male will fly around. The female just sits on the branch, flashing her little light at the back there, waiting for someone to come along and be her husband. But glowworms don't actually give that much light. See, the glowworm can crawl along, but the glowworm can't see very far in front of them. For one thing, the light's at the back. Imagine driving your car when you've got the headlights at the back. And that's like God. He gives us light in front of us for each step we have to take. He may give us the vision for something far away. But when he's leading us, he leads us step by step. When you're on a country road in the dark in your car, and I'm not asking you to admit to any of this, do you use dipped headlights or do you use main beam? Nothing wrong with either. But what you do notice is that when you're using a dipped headlight, you can see in front of you on the road. When you put the main beam on, you can see a much further distance, can't you? See, the poor little glowworm hasn't got a torch. If it got a torch with a, was it the power of a million candles, and I switch it on and I shine it, it would hit the back wall without any problem, even in this light. It would illuminate a huge area. But that's not what God gives us. Let's just look at a few faith words. We talked about earlier on, faith is trust. Faith is about believing in God. Faith is a title deed. Did you know that? Come across that one before? I'll come to that later, hopefully. Hopefully before you've gone to have your lunch. Faith is about taking God at his word. If God says this is what he wants, and this is going to happen, then we should be taking him at his word. So, what's the missing word? Impossible. Without faith, it is impossible. Impossible. It can't happen. You will never do it. You won't please God without faith. Because anyone who comes to God must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. So there's one thing we need to be doing, seeking him. Earnestly. It's not just about believe that he exists, but believe that he was and is and will be to come. That he is active in the world now. That he is active in your lives and my life. Can we put our hands up to say that we recognize that God is active in our lives? Can you think of something in the recent weeks where you thought, oh no, that is God? It might be a coincidence to you, but actually, it's a God incident to him. He's still working in the world. Do you realize that? Do you accept that? Or do you think that when he made it and Jesus died on the cross, he thought, oh, I've had enough of them, and walks away? That's what we'd do, isn't it? I think that's a reaction that would be human, but it's not a reaction that's divine. So where does this faith come from? Well, for it is by grace. That is from the Amplified Bible. If you've never had a look at one, have a look at one. They're not very easy to read, but boy, if you're studying something, they do help. Grace, which is God's remarkable compassion and favour drawing you to Christ. Faith is by grace. That you have been saved. You have been saved. You have been actually delivered and the judgment and from judgment and given eternal life. That's your hope. And that's through faith. And this salvation is not of yourselves. It's not through your own effort. But it is the undeserved and gracious gift of God. You can't make yourself faithful. Faith comes from God. And it's by grace that he gives it to you. And by grace that he saves you. That he delivers you from the judgment. That you get the reward of eternal life. What is faith? Well, at the beginning of Hebrews it says, faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. Confidence in what we hope for. That refers to eternal life. What we hope for is eternal life. That we will walk with Jesus when we leave this place. You see, you can stand in front of a mirror and say, I believe, I believe, I believe, I believe, but you don't necessarily believe. You can work yourself up, but that's not faith. You see, when the assurance of the things we don't see, we cannot see eternal life. But God gives us that assurance that if we have faith, if we believe in him, that we will get that reward. You see, faith, when we have faith, faith in. I have faith in you. Faith needs an object. It needs something that we can have faith in. Like the government. Steady. Like the banks. Well, we put our money in there every month, whether it's pension or earnings or whatever, and we trust them, don't we? We have faith that they're not going to get robbed, that our money's not going to disappear. We have faith in people. Now, sometimes we do get a bit let down, don't we? We have faith in our spouse or our partner. Which is what we should have. There should be that faith between. Some people put their faith in science. And if your name's Tom Cruise, you put your faith in some strange alien who came from across the universe. It's called Scientology. Those are all things that we do day by day. We put our faith in science when we ride a motorcycle round a corner. The law of physics says you won't fall off because you're going round that. Don't get me started. But you see, that's different to what us as Christians are about. We trust in God. The object of our faith is God. Max Lucado says this: faith is more than believing. It's living in a way that shows you trust in God, no matter what is going on in your life. So when the difficulties come, when the valleys, and you're up on the mountains, it's wonderful. When you get into the valleys, it's not so good. But faith is believing that even then, God is with you. Even then, when you don't see him, he's actually working in the background, actively, for your benefit. Is that something? It's like a sixth sense to Christians. See, when we read from the Amplified Version, it says, faith is the title deed to things unseen. The title deed. When you gave your life to Christ, when you committed your life to him, he gave you all the blessings in the heavenlies. He gave you eternal life. He gave you the chance to be children of the promise. Now, the title deed of anything shows that we have possession of it. If you've got a house, you'll know you've got a title deed. The title deed that God gives you in faith is that you can possess everything he has prepared for you. That's where the title deed comes in. It's actually part of the Greek translation. So I'm not making it up, and I wouldn't normally anyway with that kind of thing. But if you have a look at the Amplified Bible, you'll see it there. And if you go to something called the Blue Letter Bible and you look up Hebrews 11 verse 6 and you look at the words in the tools section, the lexicon as it's called, it will tell you what each of the words means in the Greek. And that is where title deed comes from. Faith's great. But faith without works, it's okay saying, I'm sitting here, I'm believing in God. Oh yes, I know he's in my life. I know he's working for me. I know I've got the title deed for the hope of glory. But James 2 says, in the same way, faith by itself is not, if it is not accompanied by action, is dead. Dead faith. If you don't do what God is asking you to do by faith, then it's dead. You might just as well not have it. When we look at chapter 11 in Hebrews. What follows on from verse 6 is called the Hall of Faith. And it talks about each one of these very famous people. By faith, Enoch. By faith, Noah. By faith, Abraham. By faith, Isaac. By faith, Joseph. By faith, Moses. What they are remembered for, they did by faith in God. They couldn't have done it any other way. Imagine yourself as Noah. God whispers in your ear, Noah, I want you to build a boat. Hang on, God, he says. I'm a caterer. Build the boat, Noah. There's going to be a flood. And it is going to be humongous. If Noah hadn't taken the faith that he had and put it into making the ark, despite everybody looking at him saying, oh, he's a weirdo, he is, then the flood would have taken the whole world, as it was at that time. But you know, they all have something in common. They all have something in common. And it's this. Verse 13. All these people were still living by faith when they died. Even though what God was asking them and what God was telling them seemed to be impossible, they still lived by faith. And here's the thing, they did not receive the things promised. They only saw them and welcomed them from a distance, admitting that they were just foreigners and strangers on earth. Noah never saw. He saw the results of him building the boat. Moses saw the results of standing up against Pharaoh, but he did not see them come into the promised land. So sometimes we're given this heavenly vision that we can see in the distance, but what we can't see is the path between us and it. And whilst we believe that that's attainable, we have to rely upon God to take us step by step by step. We have to persevere. All right, what's the final, the bottom line? Well, firstly, without faith, prayer is powerless. You have to have faith that when you pray, God is going to hear and he's going to act upon your request. Yes? Otherwise, what's the point? Secondly, your service is fruitless. Without faith, you will not bear fruit. You can do everything you want to try to say, oh, well, I'm doing this for God. But half the time is for his you, me, us. And he won't bear fruit without God blessing it. And thirdly, faith without works or deeds is dead. If you don't do, you don't take in what God is asking you to do and step out. You remember the old John Ortberg book? If you want to get into the water, you have to walk on water, you have to step out of the boat. Finally. Now, faith is the assurance, the title deed, the proof of ownership, the confirmation of all things hoped for, divinely guaranteed, and the evidence of things not seen, the conviction of their reality. Faith comprehends as fact what cannot be experienced by the physical senses. Faith comprehends as fact what cannot be experienced by the physical senses. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. Amen.